Now, Greystone's Cancer Support will hold a workshop called Looking Good Workshop. It'll be held over four Wednesday mornings starting this day week. The course will be for women who've had treatment for cancer. And beautician Linda Colbert is here to tell us more, along with, from the centre, Kathleen Kelleher. You're both very welcome. Thanks for coming in. Linda, what a good idea.
Yes, I just think, like, for what these women go through, like, it's just a very simple pleasure that's completely unrelated to cancer. So for the next 4 weeks, I'll be doing skincare and makeup, and we'll start with the skincare, and I will demonstrate. And the ladies, we will sit around a table and they will copy what I'm doing, and I'll give them lots of information and discuss their individual concerns.
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll go on to the makeup, and then we'll discuss what suits them. And then each week, take a different part of the face. It could be the eyebrows. Some of the women, they might have thinned out. And then maybe some ladies might want to know how to apply false lashes, if needs be. And we'll do that. And by the end of the 4 weeks, they should be really know how to look after their skin and to apply their makeup and just feel confident.
Yeah, and from the limited knowledge I have of all this, I always hear that women actually feel good when they're, you know, when this regime or routine happens anyway, for special occasions, or even just, it's Saturday and I want to treat myself, you know, that sort of stuff.
Just, I mean, it sounds like very trivial or frivolous, you know, cosmetics, but it really can boost a woman's confidence, because the changes in a woman's appearance, you know, it can be difficult for women who have had treatment. So just knowing that they can put colour in their face and go out and face the world is, you know, I think it's great. And it can be very uplifting and give them a positive feel.
Yeah, and you're a resident of Greystones yourself.
I am, yes. I live in Greystones.
Right, and how long have you been in this particular
business? I actually was a mature student. I didn't come to it till I was in my 40s. And I did the two-year course. And it was actually cancer that pushed me to do it, not myself, my husband. He was sick, and I just thought, life is too short. Everything can change very quickly. Stop making excuses. Just go and do it.
Right. So, and you're imparting a bit
and
of good.
Never looked back. I've worked in Greystones, and I've gone on lots of courses.
Have you a salon or something yourself?
No. My daughter has a salon in Greystones, House of Style in Black Lyon.
Oh, right.
I've worked for her as well. I've done lots
of
makeup.
It's in the family
as
such.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. She followed in my footsteps.
I
was
young,
when I was young, I was a hairdresser, so she's now her own business.
Great stuff. Well, that's fantastic, Linda. And as I mentioned, Kathleen Kelleher is here. These sort of services from Greystones Cancer Support, you know, there are so many things that the support centres actually do for people who are living with cancer,
yes,
or have been affected by cancer.
Yes, indeed, Jacqueline. One of the big theories nowadays in the treatment of cancer is living well with and beyond cancer, because cancer is now considered a chronic disease. So you have your treatment, and most of the time it clears up completely, but sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes after your treatment, as Linda has said, your body changes, your skin might be slightly different from what it was. So maybe the makeup or the things that you used to do wouldn't suit you now. And that's where something what Linda would do comes in. And the complementary therapies enhance your sense of well-being. So the doctors, the patients go to the doctor, they get their chemotherapy, their surgery, or their radiotherapy, and the doctors in Ireland for cancer patients are superb. They won't get better treatment anywhere, as a rule. But then it's the other things. It's the holistic approach. So being ill isn't just the physical illness, it's how you feel about yourself. And that's where all the mindfulness, the yoga, the art groups, the deep relaxation course we do, the hypnotherapy course. And we have done a course like this, Looking Good, before, and it was hugely successful. This is the fourth time we've done
it. Really? Yeah, so it's starting this day week, four mornings a week. Now, do you have to register, or what's the story? Which way is that worked?
Well, the women will be invited to come, and anyone can come. and we will sit around a table, and hopefully it'll be fun, and it'll be just like a girly makeup party.
Yeah.
And I just want everyone to enjoy it. And also, if any of the women that come to the workshop, if they have a special event or an occasion coming up, I will give them a full makeup complimentary.
Well and done, yeah, Lynn. That's great.
Amazing.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah. Finally, quick register on the time.
The course is open to all women, not necessarily women who've just been coming to our group now. The women have to have had treatment for cancer. That's the specification. All they have to do is ring Greystone's Cancer Support, leave us in their name and address. There will be a maximum number per workshop, and if this workshop fills up, then I'm sure Linda will come back to us again in the new year.
Well done, Linda Culbert. Well done. Thanks very much.
Thank
indeed.
Very
I'm sure
much.
All the women will be very grateful for you for that. So, and I know you enjoy it yourself too. Yeah. And to Kathleen Kelleher, all of Greystone's Cancer Support. Thank you both for coming in today. Thank you.